Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we'll be counting down the top Billboard Motown artists in reverse order and feature their second most popular Motown song. This half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, the Spinners, Lionel Richie, the Isley Brothers, Boys to Men, the Jackson 5, and the Four Tops, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature the top Billboard Motown artists with their second most popular Motown song. Commodores featuring Lionel Richie and Still, and they reached number one in the United States Billboard pop charts in 1979. The Commodores were the 99th most popular Billboard Motown artist. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring top Billboard Motown artist and their second most popular Motown song. Well, coming up, the Spinners, only one of two 45s that reached top 40 on the Motown record label. It's a shame. Well, It's a Shame was co-written by Stevie Wonder, his wife Sarita Wright, and Lee Garrett, and it was produced by Stevie Wonder as a single for the Spinners. The single became the Spinners' most popular single on the Motown record label, since they had signed with the company in 1964, and it was also their biggest hit in a decade. While the lineup of the Spinners included original members Paris Jackson, Henry Farnborough, Billy Henderson and Billy Smith, and lead vocalist G.C. Cameron, the quintet recorded the single in 1970. Well, the song, which is about a man who complains about a lover's messing around on him, became a huge hit for the group, reaching number 14 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts and number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues Singles charts. The song was the first song that Stevie Wonder produced for another act by himself. Well, 2 years later, the Spinners would leave Motown for a contract with Atlantic Records on the advice of fellow Detroit native Aretha Franklin, who was also an artist on that label. Well, G.C. Cameron was having an affair with Gwen Gordy, who was the sister of Motown founder Berry Gordy, so he decided to stay with Motown, and the group hired Cameron's cousin, Felipe Wynn, to replace him. Later, G.C. Cameron moved with the Gordys to Los Angeles and stayed with Motown for over a decade. Well, here are the Spinners. It's a Shame, right here on Motown.
It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone waiting for your call. When you don't call, shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her and then you throw it away.
Why do you use me? Try to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel?
You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame.
Why do you use me? Why to confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? Serve my
forever. Come on and sing along. We're going. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Isley Brothers with This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, and they reached number 12 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1966. And the Isley Brothers were the 69th most popular Billboard group overall, and the 12th most popular Motown group, which includes all their songs on the T-Neck record label. Before that, Lionel Richie and All Night Long, All Night, and they reached number 1 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1983. And Lionel was the 68th most popular Billboard artist, and the 13th most popular Motown artist. And we started with the Spinners, known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, and It's a Shame, number 14 from 1970. The Spinners were the 90th most popular Billboard artist and the 14th most popular Motown artist, which includes all their hits on the Atlantic record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Bell. For this hour, we're featuring top Billboard Motown artists and their second most popular song. Well, coming up, Boyz II Men and I'll Make Love to You right here on Motown Memories.
Tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate all through the night.
Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your demands. I will.
Hey! I'll be there. just look over your shoulder.
Four Tops and their classic Reach Out, I'll Be There, and they reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. The Four Tops were the 49th most popular Billboard artist and the 9th most popular Motown artist, which includes all their hits on all the record labels they had. And before that, the Jackson 5 and ABC, number one from 1970, and that was the second of five number ones in a row. The Jackson 5 were the 55th most popular Billboard artist and the 10th most popular Motown artist. And we started with Boyz II Men and I'll Make Love to You, number one from 1994. And Boyz II Men were the 57th most popular Billboard artist and the 11th most popular Motown artist. Well, this half hour, we featured top Billboard Motown artists and their second most popular Motown song. After the break, we'll continue with the 8th most popular Motown artist in the Billboard chart. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.